When Nagash seeks out his prey, it is with a million eyes. And yet, Nagash cannot find these thieves. And thus, he grows weak. I am blind. Souls flee my realm, and my body withers on its basalt throne. My spirit gutters like a flame deprived of fuel. The shadows gather. Jackals claim the bones of my servants, and nightbirds screech in my empty citadels. I must find them. I must know. Nagash must not die. This cannot be. This shall not be.
Warhammer, Age of Sigmar, The Realmgate Wars, Sands of Blood, by Josh Reynolds. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, John Banks, Ian Brooker, Beth Chalmers, Steve Conlin, Toby Longworth, Lewis Soto, and Ramon Tikaram.
Retributors to the vanguard!
Tarsus, Lord Celestant of the Hallowed Knights, roared over the howl of the wind that whipped across the blood wastes. It whined through the crumbled remains of walls and other less recognizable structures, which rose from the red sands below, like gravestones. At the bottom of the enormous dune on which he stood, Tarsus saw the Bloodbound loping through the rising storm towards a straggling line of carts and robed figures. Howling Bloodreavers sprinted ahead of more heavily armored Blood Warriors, crying out the name of their foul god. The mortals in the caravan below, blinded by the storm, had only just become aware of the doom about to fall upon them. They were dressed as pilgrims in heavy robes, and some wore chains and funerary bells which clanged as they moved. Others wore armor over their robes, and he saw these draw weapons as the other pilgrims hurried to escape. The former were outnumbered, and the rest too slow.
Brave, if futile. But they will not fight alone.
He cast a look over his shoulder at his stormcast Eternals as they took up position across the crest of the Crimson Dune. The ranks of the Hallowed Knights were filled with faithful souls drawn from the length and breadth of the mortal realms, and Tarsus's warrior chamber was no different. Each of his men had called upon Sigmar's name in battle and had been heard, and each had shed their mortal flesh in the name of a righteous cause. They were clad in star-forged Sigmarite, which gleamed silver where it was not rich gold, and wore shoulder plates of deepest regal blue, such as the skies of Azir itself. So too were their heavy shields, upon which the sigil of Sigmar was emblazoned. As he spoke, the Liberator retinues moved aside in precise formation to make way for the Retributors. Tarsus lifted his sword and hammer high.
Who will be triumphant?
Only the faithful!
The Retributor's heavy ornate armor was prominently marked with a lightning bolt of Sigmar, and the massive two-handed hammers they carried shimmered with eldritch energy. As they strode forwards at Tarsus's command, they slammed the great weapons together, adding to the clamor of war. They were not alone in this, for the Liberators too thumped their hammers against the inside of their shields in a brutal rhythm akin to the sound made by the hooves of the great shaggy aurochs which roamed the vast plains of Azir. Tarsus's warriors called him the Bullheart, a name earned at the Battle of the Cerulean Shore, when Tarsus had crashed in amongst the enemy ranks with a ferocity few could equal. It was a fitting war name for both he and his warrior chamber, and they bore it with pride. Their swords were as horns, their hammers as hooves, and they employed both against the enemies of Sigmar in equal measure.
Separate the Bloodbound from their prey, Bullhearts! Liberators, shield the mortals!
Tarsus started down the dune towards the enemy, many of whom had slowed. Their attention drawn by the noise rising from the Stormcast's ranks, he grinned fiercely beneath his war helm.
Soros, you and your Retributors are with me.
Aye, Lord Celestus. Where you go, we follow.
Retributor Prime Soros held his hammer at the ready.